The United Nations has long been criticized from many sides, even from within, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling for reforms to the Security Council to, for example, boost African representation. But the Trump administration and Republican lawmakers have very different ideas about United Nations reform. And those ideas about the UN were on full display at the House Foreign Affairs Committee Wednesday.
It's become a corrupt, entrenched den of snakes. That's what I would characterize it as.
Republican Brian Mast of Florida is chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He chaired the Wednesday hearing with two U.S. ambassadors to the UN as witnesses.
You two men have been asked to show up every day, represent American values, restore sanity to an organization that has grifted off of the American taxpayer and has become a soapbox, literally, for terrorists and America's adversaries.
Mast welcomed Ambassador Waltz and a colleague to the committee. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Mike Waltz told the committee he shares the view that the UN has drifted badly from its core mission, which he describes as maintaining peace and security around the world.
Unfortunately, the UN has tried to become all things to all people and has literally done nothing but grow for its 80-year history. Its budget just in the last 25 years has tripled in size, and I don't think we've seen a tripling of peace break out around the world.
He boasted of pressing the UN to cut its budget for the first time ever, as well as slashing the number of UN peacekeepers by one-fourth. But Democrats on the committee did not share Waltz's or the Trump administration's perspective on the UN reforms.
This is not reform, this is retreat.
Gregory Meeks of New York is the ranking Democrat on the committee. He blasted what he called the Trump administration's burn-it-down approach, citing moves to withdraw the U.S. from 69 U.N. agencies, including UNESCO, the Human Rights Council, and the World Health Organization. He says American security and prosperity are strongest when we shape the international system, not abandon it.
The U.N. is not simply a forum for speeches. It is where sanctions are negotiated, peacekeeping missions are authorized, and pandemic responses are coordinated. It's where refugees can help international law, where refugees get help and international law is made. And coalitions are built to meet the shared challenges of our time. No nation, not even the United States of America, can solve these problems alone.
He also made a point about Ambassador Waltz's appointment.
You moved into this job at the UN after a debacle in which you and other senior administration officials text classified war plans to journalists. 16 months later, nothing has changed, the incompetence continues, and it's Americans who keep paying the price.
Democrat Ted Lieu of California also had sharp words about the ambassador.
You don't even know how many U.S. troops were wounded
and did
in this Iran war.
It.
Shame on you for not even know
Died
basic facts. You are the U.S. ambassador,
Iran,
and you
and
don't
you
even know how many U.S. troops were wounded in Iran war. You got that wrong. You should be shameful. You don't know basic facts.
Because it's
you
Donald
should resign.
Trump.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.